over the last few years, and that is in the aspect of community. I believe that one of the greatest gifts that God has given us after the salvation that is offered to us through Christ is a community to enter into. I believe that the church is best whenever it is a solid and full life community. And so I want to tell my story in the form of three interactions that I've had with three different people, three different men that have influenced my life: Cameron Unrath, Jacob Martinez, and Evan Brehm. And before we get into that, I feel like I should share a bit of my background. I was born in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, to a Christian home, and then we moved to Pittsburgh in 1999 and started attending a church in the North Hills where we attended faithfully two or three times a week as I was growing up. So I had a lot of church. And from that, I heard the salvation story. I heard that we need to be saved from our sins and otherwise we'll go to hell. And that sounded to me like a really good deal. I can come and I can believe in this Jesus. I can pray a prayer and then I don't have to go where I don't want to go. And so I accepted Christ for the first time at the age of 6, knowing only that I didn't like the idea of hell. And that was my only motivation to come to God. And so from that, I didn't really understand what it meant to follow Christ, but I knew what school was like. I knew that in school, if you knew more, if you had more of the right answers, that God would, or that the teachers would like you more, and that the teachers would be happier with you, you'd get good grades, things would work out well. And so I accepted this into my understanding of God, and I created in my mind not a true Christianity, but some sort of moralism, where I thought that if I had all the right answers, if I did all the right things, I didn't have to worry about anything else. God would give me an A, and I wouldn't have to go to hell. And so during my childhood, I really invested everything I had into knowing as much about God as possible, but I never actually knew God. And this was fine for a while. I was that dream kid that every Sunday school volunteer was excited to see walk through the doors. I knew all the answers. They didn't have to worry about blank stares coming back at them because I would always be there giving the answer, even though I didn't really understand what that answer meant. And this worked until about 7th grade, where I started to hit a crisis of identity, where I realized that this whole Jesus thing wasn't really working for me. It wasn't really giving me what I truly desired. It wasn't giving me the acceptance that I wanted. Though I knew all the answers, I didn't really understand why Christianity was important. So I felt like God was distant, and I didn't know who I was. And so I started to look to other places. I looked to friendships, to my grades, to sports, to relationships, trying to fill myself up and fill that void in my heart that couldn't be filled up by knowing answers about God. And so this put me into a time of depression. There was a lot of mental health issues through middle school and high school for me, really in its deepest point from about 7th to 11th grade. And in the midst of this dark time for me, the first of those men that I talked about entered into my life. Cameron Unrath became my small group leader on Wednesday nights at my church, and he began to show me about the things that I didn't have in my faith. I don't think that Cam knew much more than I did about God. I don't think Cam had many more answers than I did, but Cam had something that I didn't. He had a real relationship with God. He wasn't unwilling to stand out for his faith. He was willing to show that he was different than everyone else. And if they accepted him, great. If they didn't, fine. He was willing to show that he was for Christ first, not for others. And so Cam showed me what it meant to truly live for Christ. And apart from this, one of the greatest gifts that he gave me was he was willing to sit with me as I processed my doubts and my fears. He was willing to sit and talk through all the questions I had about God, all the things that I didn't understand and didn't grasp. And I don't think it was a coincidence that whenever God broke through to my heart, God called me to himself, that Cam was the one standing next to me. Cam was the one praying for me, who was with me whenever I received Christ. And so now I want to fast forward a few years to my freshman year at Liberty University as I was attending college. I was still, though I was truly a Christian at this point, I was still struggling a bit with identity, finding my identity through a relationship that I was in. But through my freshman year, one of the juniors took me under his wing. His name was Jacob Martinez. And he took me, and we spent every week together sitting and going through scripture, talking about God, and he showed me what it truly meant to be vibrantly alive in Christ. He was one of the first people that I saw that truly lived out his faith, that was excited for God. One of the people that really made his faith his own and gave everything to God. And so in February of 2017, this relationship that I was in, that I was finding my identity from, failed and ended. And then Jacob was right there, and he took me out to a park, and we opened our Bibles and turned to Psalm 31. And Psalm 31, verse 5 says, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." And whenever I read those words to him, I just broke down. And I realized that though I was truly saved, the life that I was living was more about me than it was about God. And so with Jacob praying with me, I turned my whole life over to God. I gave my whole life to him, not just the ascent, not just those times on Sunday and Wednesday that we were at church, but I gave my whole life to him and began to live for Christ. And then finally, a few years later, I was working for that church that I grew up in North Hills. And I was living and understanding more and more Christ, but still in my story there was sin. There were still habits of sin, of sexual sin, of lust that were running their way through my story, a struggle that I had had for about 10 years at this point. And then for a class, I had to sit down with a mentor for an hour a week and talk through my faith and be asked hard questions about my walk with Christ. And so I chose the young adult pastor at the church, Evan Brehm. And Evan started meeting with me every week for an hour, and he was just willing to sit with me to uncover all of the areas of sin in my life, to ask those hard questions and to confront me whenever I lied about them and didn't want to be vulnerable with him about my sin. And Evan taught me truly what it means to be in accountability with others, and I saw growth and healing from those sins that I had struggled with for years because Evan was willing to be uncomfortable. Evan was willing to sit with me in the lies and to say, "Hey, this doesn't match up with what I'm seeing from you. These words that you're saying about everything being fine doesn't match with the accountability report I get from your phone." And so Evan was willing to talk with me and sit with me as I processed through these sins, and through him I found healing from a lot of patterns that had been running in my life since before I was a Christian. And so we continue to meet to this day. We meet once a month as we talk through what it means to live for Christ in marriage, in ministry, and in manhood. And I've learned so much from him and from these three men that I've realized and come to know that through Christ we are given a community of authenticity, of vibrancy, of accountability. And it is through this community that God works and God guides his people into a deeper understanding of Christ. And so as I'm coming on staff this month, as I'm beginning my ministry here, it is my prayer and my hope that what I learned from Evan, from Jacob, and from Cameron will be the heartbeat of my ministry, that we together as a church can understand accountability. We can understand what it means to search out the riches of Christ together. And it's my prayer that us in this room can be that person to other people. Can be like Cam, showing Christ to those who are following the world. Be like Jacob, showing what it means to deeply and authentically follow Christ. And be like Evan, sitting in accountability, walking through the hardships of life together. This is what I believe it means to be a community in Christ. So that's a bit of my story. Like I said, there's so much more that I'd like to share and so much more that I hope that you will learn about me over the next few years that we're here before we're sent overseas. But I hope that just gives you an idea of who I am and my heart for ministry and for Christ. So if you'd join me in standing as we pray for this morning's service. Lord God, we trust and we know that today is the day that you have made. Lord, you have set aside this time for us to look upon your cross, to look at your life and the way that you have impacted this world through your life, your death, and your resurrection. So, Lord, may our eyes be fixed upon you today. Lord, strengthen us with your word. Lord, encourage us with worship to your name. Lord, we lift up this time. We lift up Isabella as she leads us in worship. We lift up Mark as he preaches. Lord, strengthen us in truth. Your word is truth. And Lord, it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Just remain standing. We're going to sing together.
How great the chasm that lay between.
Christ, my living hope. Oh. Gift of salvation. We praise you for the hope that you have given us. God, that you have adopted us as children. We pour out our praise to you this morning in one voice.
Incense arise.
for from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve.